to leave a lot of gaps between the time that one set of leaders transitions out and another transitions in. So we need to get moving quickly on this. Final point I'll make, one of the reasons that I am so confident that Chuck Hagel is going to be an outstanding Secretary of Defense and John Brennan is going to be an outstanding Director of the Central Intelligence Agency is they understand that we are only successful because of the folks up and down the line in these respective institutions. The folks on the ground who are oftentimes putting their lives at risk for us and are oftentimes at great remove from Washington and its politics. To have those who have been in the field, who've been in the heat of battle, who understand the consequences of decisions that we make in this town and how it has an impact and ramifications for everybody who actually has to execute our national security strategies. That's something invaluable. It'll provide me the kinds of insights that I need in making very difficult decisions, but it'll also mean that these folks are going to be looking out for the people who work for them. And that's something that I think in these leadership positions is absolutely critical. So I'm looking forward to working with these two gentlemen. They are going to be outstanding. Thank you very much, everybody.
That was President Obama in the East Room of the White House formally announcing the nominations of Chuck Hagel to be Secretary of Defense and John Brennan to be Director of the CIA. He was flanked by gold drapery with flags on either side of him, Hagel standing immediately to his right, Brennan to his left, and on either side of them, Leon Panetta and Mike Morrell, the people who currently hold those two positions. We heard the president commend Hagel's military service in Vietnam, the two Purple Hearts he earned, his work with veterans, and his time in the U.S. Senate. In John Brennan, the president said the CIA gets a leader who is one of their own and one of the most skilled and talented intelligence professionals in the country, he said. The president credited Brennan with building the National Counterterrorism Center, and he said Brennan is legendary around the White House for his relentless hard work. The president pressed the Senate to confirm both men soon, but that process will likely be contentious, particularly in the case of former Senator Chuck Hagel. Senator John Kerry also faces confirmation to become Secretary of State, but that nomination is unlikely to face much, if any, pushback. I'm Ari Shapiro, and you're listening to special coverage from NPR News. And still with us is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, one thing that struck me about the president's statement was how much he emphasized the connection of these two men, Hagel and Brennan, to the folks at the bottom of their respective totem poles at the Defense Department and the CIA. What stood out to you?
Well, that definitely stood out. He did make the point that Chuck Hagel is going to be a historic pick because he'll be the first person of enlisted rank to serve as Secretary of Defense, and he'll also be the first Vietnam veteran to lead the department. So he's the first person who actually carried a rifle in battle who'll lead the Defense Department. He said Chuck knows war is not an abstraction. He knows that sending young, what it means to send young Americans to fight and bleed in the dirt and the mud, and that's a thing we only do when it's absolutely necessary. His frame of references is geared toward the guy at the bottom who's doing the fighting and dying. And that was pretty emotional. And I do think that there is support for Chuck Hagel among the military for that reason. The drama in today's announcement was the upcoming battle over Hagel. He's opposed by Republicans who feel that he's a turncoat, by neocons and conservative foreign policy thinkers who think he's soft on Israel, soft on Iran, too reluctant to commit military force. And that's going to be the big battle ahead.
That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joining us from the White House. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you.
And we also want to thank NPR intelligence correspondent Tom Gelton, who joined us earlier. Still here in Studio 3A, we have Tom Bowman, who covers the Pentagon for NPR, and our senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Tom, describe for us what the next defense secretary will face. What are the big issues facing the Pentagon in President Obama's second term that might be different from the first term?
Well, the two big issues are Afghanistan and the Pentagon budget, and both the President Obama and Secretary Panetta talked about winding down the war in Afghanistan. The combat mission ends at the end of 2014, and the Obama administration would like to see those troop cuts faster than some of the generals in Afghanistan. So look for an ally in Chuck Hagel on this. He, from his Vietnam experience, realizes that America can't get bogged down in these long wars. So he would like to see those troops come home faster as well. The other issue is the Pentagon budget. There have been a lot of Pentagon budget cuts, but as Hagel sees it, not enough. He calls a defense budget bloated. And again, President Obama will have an ally, as will Democrats and some Tea Party members, and someone like Chuck Hagel, who sees some fat at the Pentagon budget that can be cut still.
And Ron, talk about the political implications of this. During the presidential campaign, one contrast between the president and Mitt Romney was that Republicans wanted to grow the Pentagon budget. President Obama is promising to shrink it, and that task falls to Chuck Hagel.
It does. It does not, of course, fall to Chuck Hagel to sell that personally, entirely, to the Congress and to the country. That's still the president's primary responsibility. But Chuck Hagel is going to have to decide where the cuts will fall. Now, we already are committed. We're already committed to an enormous cutback in the percentage of resources and in the dollar resources that the Pentagon is going to have available over the next 10 years. That's already baked in. Leon Panetta had to deal with that. That's one of the reasons Leon Panetta is so glad to get back to his walnuts. But going forward, there is the prospect with the sequester, and this is all part of the fiscal cliff debate we've just been through. They pushed off the sequester. They didn't decide that last week. They only looked at some of the other issues last week. And when we come to talking about cutting spending, perhaps 10% across the board, that's what the sequester calls for, with half of that falling on the Department of Defense, that would roughly, in very rough terms, double the amount of money that had to be extracted from our defense commitments over that decade. If that should happen, and I'm not predicting it will, I don't believe it will, but if that were to happen or anything close to that, that would be entirely the responsibility of Chuck Hagel to apportion among all the different functions of the armed services, decide how many Marines we're going to be losing, how many soldiers we're going to be losing, how many ships have to come back to port. That would be Chuck Hagel's job.
Okay, we have to talk a little bit about the outgoing Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who is such a Washington character. He's spent almost 50 years in public service. He has this face that looks like it's drawn for political cartoons, with these big bushy eyebrows and kind of doughy features. And he made a joke about going back to his walnut farm to deal with a different kind of nut. He's gone back to California almost every weekend, even as he's run the Defense Department and the CIA. Ron, tell us about this guy.
Leon Panetta first came to Washington as part of the Richard Nixon administration, believe it or not, and he was initially a Republican in his life. I actually thought he might make some reference to that in talking about being succeeded by Chuck Hagel, because while Leon Panetta, of course, has not been a Republican for quite a long time, he did begin his public life as a Republican. And then back in the Nixon era, and he resigned from the Nixon administration at a time when it was probably pretty wise to have done so, and when he entered politics as an elected official in the later 70s, he stood for office as a Democrat, became a congressman, I believe was elected in 1976 to the Congress, and served for a number of years honorably, and then, of course, was called into a number of jobs, culminating in being the director of the CIA and being the Secretary of Defense. But along the way, he was also the director of the Office of Management and Budget, which is another one of those jobs you don't want to wish on anyone.
Tom Bowman, one of the things that stood out to me in the president's introduction of John Brennan to run the CIA was he talked about embedding our counterterrorism efforts in a strong legal framework. Unpack that for us. What's he referring to?
Well, first of all, John Brennan is going to have some explaining to do, because he was supportive of the enhanced interrogation techniques during the Bush administration. That was something that, liberal Democrats in particular and others were concerned about. So you watch for him to get questioned on that on Capitol Hill. But there are still questions about the legality of some of the drone missions and so forth in Yemen and Pakistan.
And these are all things that Brennan more than has his fingerprints on. He has been praised for being the architect.
Absolutely. He's a godfather of this. And I'll tell you, people I talk with in the Pentagon, they don't think there's been enough talk about the policy of drone warfare.
Well, because it's been largely secret for a
while. It's been largely secret. And I had one retired colonel in the Pentagon say to me, and again, these aren't lefty type people, he said, listen, what will we say if Russia decided to do something like this in Chechnya? or if China took out a dissident with a drone. Everyone's building these drones now, and the policy has not been formed on this issue. We haven't thought about the implications of this worldwide. This is something we've got to keep an eye on. But at this point, you know, the Obama administration has vastly increased the number of drone attacks in Pakistan and Somalia and Yemen. And this is something you're going to see debated in the coming weeks and months, and clearly at his confirmation hearing as well.
And then turning from Brennan back to Chuck Hagel in line to be the defense secretary, we've discussed ending the war in Afghanistan, which is and also the budget cuts, both of which came up in President Obama's introduction of Hagel. A few other things that the president mentioned. He talked about cybersecurity. He talked about veterans issues. He talked about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. What role will these play in a future Defense Department that is led by potentially Chuck Hagel?
Well, as far as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I don't see too much happening there. Gays can now serve openly in the military. Cybersecurity is a huge issue for the Pentagon and the National Security Establishment. The sense is that the defensive measures for cybersecurity aren't what they should be. And they're also talking a lot about offensive capabilities with cybersecurity against countries, particularly Iran, in the future. So watch for that to come to the fore.
And one more thing on the list. I understand the Pentagon is reviewing the role of women in combat.
That's true. They're still barred from serving in ground combat in the infantry infantry units. I don't see that changing too much. They're able to serve closer to the front now, but as far as leading infantry units, I just don't think you'll see much change on that in the coming years.
Over the weekend, we heard a bit of a preview of the pushback against Senator Hagel's nomination to run the Defense Department. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he's reserving judgment, but Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina went a little bit further. He was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. He had this to say about the nomination of Hagel to lead the Pentagon.
And it looks like the second term of Barack Obama is going to be an in-your-face term. I'm not going to talk to you at all about the debt ceiling. And here's my Secretary of Defense nominee that's going to get a lot of bipartisan concern.
A lot of bipartisan concern, says Senator Graham. Ron Elving, is that an accurate description? A lot of bipartisan concern, or a few people saying we're not comfortable with this that then kind of dissipates?
A lot of bipartisan concern in the Senate can be summed up as everybody on my side and a few people from the other side, too, frequently. And if there were a configuration to be predicted at this moment, I would guess it was fairly close to that in the Senate, that on Lindsey Graham's side, on Mitch McConnell's side, the Republicans will probably line up against Chuck Hagel in the main. I'm not sure that's going to happen. There could also be the sort of dynamic where they all ask a lot of questions and you have a hearing and he knocks it out of the park at the hearing and they all decide, well, fine, we're not going to go down on this one. And they just decide to vote for him and he gets an 80, 90 vote. Confirmation. On the other hand, it could look a little bit more like we saw with John Ashcroft at the very beginning of George W. Bush's presidency when there were 42 votes against.